com.
What will you do when you get lonely? No one waiting by your side. You've been running, hiding much too long. You know it's just your foolish mind.
Oh, I love Eric Clapton, don't you? That was from the very first MTV Unplugged show. And it was a major, major big seller. And as you may know by now, I love music and I talk a lot about music. I used to actually identify all my music cues, but I don't anymore because I'd rather talk about the more important issues. But if you ever really want to know, you can email me at bruce@bruceallen.com or tweet me at Bruce Allen. Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, Dad's Point of View. We are now going to be doing teen rap with Pastor Drew Sams. Pastor Drew Sams has been the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village for the last 5 years. He's also pursuing doctoral work through George Fox Seminary in Portland, Oregon. Pastor Drew and his wife, Erica, live in Westlake Village, California. Welcome to the Bruce Allen Show, Pastor Drew.
Bruce, thanks for having me again. I love Eric Clapton. I've played that album many a time.
I just thought it was brilliant that he would take a song, a hard rock song like Layla, and just do it totally slow. It just, that shows the level of his genius to
He's
me.
Fantastic.
So, supporting our kids' passions versus our own. What say you, Pastor Drew?
Gosh, I see this almost on a weekly basis. I'll talk about it from two angles. We'll talk first about when the parents kind of force their own passions.
You mean you've actually seen that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's so sad because it really, in many ways, it pushes away the kids away from their parents. Even though they're well-intentioned, they're well-meaning, they provide amazing opportunities. They're spending exorbitant amounts of money. They're spending time for their kids to pursue, whether it's a sport or it's a music talent or dancing. But if it's something the kid doesn't love, if it's not their passion, if they see it as their parents' passion, unfortunately, not only is it a waste of time and money, but it also really hurts the relationship in a lot of ways.
The part that's so hard, and this was the hardest part for me, I mean, I am I am a very, very passionate lover of skiing. And it didn't even occur to me that my kids couldn't love it.
And why not? You love skiing? You think... Who wouldn't love skiing,
How
right?
can you not?
Yeah.
And I didn't get the opportunity to really pursue it until my late upper teens. So the idea to me of being able to do it and be one of those kids that was out there, you know, 2, 3, 4 years old, so that it was like the same thing as walking, I thought, oh my gosh, this would be so incredible. And so it took me way too long to recognize that my kids just didn't like it. They didn't like the cold. They didn't like the bundling up. They didn't like any part of it. My younger son now sort of likes it. I mean, he actually does sort of like it. But my older one just had no interest. And the last time he went snowboarding, as it turned out, he broke his arm on the first run of the first day of the season and looked at me and said, "Dad, no more."
He's probably want nothing to do with it now. And you're thinking, wait, but you're missing out.
No, I didn't. At that time, what could I do?
Yeah.
I mean, it was like, forgive me, Pastor, but it was like God spoke.
Hmm.
Anyway, continue with what you were saying.
Yeah, so it's something that I've seen, and it's so hard to see because the parents are so seemingly well-intentioned. They're pouring so much of their time and their energy, and then it becomes something where they almost get bitter and angry at their kids for not appreciating, you know, what they're providing for them. They're saying, do you know how much time I spend driving you back and forth?
And how much money I've spent on ski lessons.
I could have spent that on myself, and here you are. You don't take it for granted. You don't appreciate it. And I think the key is for parents to ask themselves, is this my passion or is this their passion?
Exactly. Have you ever actually been intruded in a situation?
Oh yes, oh yeah. I've been asked to. I've been asked by parents to help straighten out, quote unquote, their kids, so that they would
toe the line.
You know, appreciate what their parents are doing. I've had parents kids come to me and say, "Can you talk to my parents? Because I cannot do this week in and week out." and I'm exhausted. I feel like I have no life anymore because all I do is, you know, ride horses or get up and you know, go to dance class in the morning, dance class after school, and I've got a private tutor for this. So I've been asked quite a bit to intervene and to help counsel families through that process.
And for some of the kids, the if it's a sport especially, it involves early mornings.
Oh, yeah.
And that, especially for a teenager, where they require a lot of sleep, that is a real physical demand.
Sure, and you've got, let's say, swim practice.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, swim practice. Water polo. I know a kid who plays ice hockey, and he lives in the Conejo Valley near me. And the ice skating practices for his hockey team are in Simi, so he's got to travel about half an hour each morning. He's got to get there at 5 a.m. because the rink time is so tough to schedule. And so he does this. He does this 5 days a week. And then throw on top of that getting to school and doing homework and all the practice after school. It's just, for many of them, they get burnt out. And it's sad to think that a 14-year-old, a 15-year-old could get burnt out on a sport. And I think they get burnt out when they're not passionate about it, when it's rather their parents' passion being forced upon them.
It's also more complicated these days. When I grew up, the only sports we did were sports that were actually present and available at our schools. So it was within the school environs that you could pursue your sport. Now, a lot of the sports, like hockey, take place outside of school, so it's on top of all their other school requirements. So it involves more parental time and attention and more time outside of school. So it is more demanding for both the parents and the kids.
Yes, and the most extreme example I've seen of that is there's a high school girl I know. She's 16, and she just turned 16. The last couple of years, she has been traveling almost every weekend during the winter to Mammoth, and she competes on the snowboard team there, and she goes to camps up in Oregon and Washington State. And it's something now where she says, you know, it's not even fun for me anymore. I used to love snowboarding, but now it's something that my parents really want me to pursue, and they really want me to become maybe even professional at it someday, and I'm just kind of sick and tired. I want to have a normal high school existence. I want to see my friends on the weekend. I miss out on dances and birthday parties.
That's funny. I know a family up at Mammoth that lives separately. The dad stays in town. The mom and the two girls live up at Mammoth to pursue that. So the result of that passion, which I don't even know if the girls like or don't like, it, oddly enough, it could be the same family for all I know, is that the family is split apart. I think that's a very extreme choice.
Yeah, and I know we're running out of time. I want to talk about the other angle of this, and you highlighted it so well in your column, that when you see your child have a passion, and you are able to support that, even if it's not your own passion, that's when amazing things can happen. And I love the story of your older son, Arnie, and how you supported him and his music abilities and, you know, getting that first guitar for him and encouraging him in that. And then to get to the point where, and it's on YouTube and you have a link to it on your column, where he plays with one of his idols, Chris Cornell. I mean, a fantastic musician. He plays live with him, gets invited up on stage, and I was reading some of the comments that people made about it, and so many people said, wow, what a dream come true, what a dream come true, what a dream come true. And I thought about that, and I thought how, gosh, it's amazing to know the backstory and to know that you, Bruce, created an environment where that dream could grow and could be encouraged and could be cultivated. And I don't think that dream would have come true had you squashed it early on. If you would have said, you know what, you're going to stick with skiing, you're going to stick with snowboarding, and you're not going to pursue the guitar playing and music. So I want to commend you in that. I think it's a great example
Thank
of
you.
What happens
Thank
when
you.
A parent supports their child's passion.
The check is in the mail, Pastor Drew, and we are out of time. I thank you so much for that, literally. We'll talk to you next week. And wow. I have nothing to say. That was really sweet. We are out of time, and it's time for a break. Pastor Drew, thank you so much. This is Bruce Allen and The Bruce Allen Show. We'll be back after these breaks.